This is hunting country. Around here, kids learn to shoot before they learn geometry, and most of them bag a buck before they turn 10. The Constitution protects our right to bear arms, and gun ownership is just a way of life in this state. Support the Gun Rights Amendment, please. Don't let those liberals in Washington think they can take our guns.
Jared Golden. Time and time again, he's voted with the extreme left wing of the Democrat Party to restrict your rights. He thinks guns are evil, free speech should be restricted, and that you don't pay enough in taxes. Jared Golden is out of touch with Maine. He doesn't represent our values, and he shouldn't represent our district. Tom Tillis stands up for North Carolina values. As a senator, Tom Tillis has fought for better schools, lower taxes, and a stronger military.
There's only one thing government can give you that doesn't come at the expense of anyone else, and that's freedom.
This November, vote for the senator North Carolina can trust.
Like a lot of conservatives, I believe liberty is important. I think abortion is wrong, but I don't like the idea of the government telling a woman what to do with her body either. But the Democrats are going too far. The late-term abortion bill means killing an unborn baby, even in the last trimester, would be legal. That's just too much.
The Squad. They're like a group of superheroes from an alternate universe where everything bad is good. Soldiers fighting for America? Bad. Illegal immigrants breaking our laws? Good. Low taxes? Nope. Those are bad too. Soviet-style socialism? Very, very good, comrade. It's like the lunatics are running the asylum. Enough. Visit GOP.com today and see how you can help end the freak show.
He's a leader for all Americans. As vice president, Joe Biden stood up for the working class, leading the charge for Obamacare and helping to protect unions.
When ordinary Americans are given an even chance, they do extraordinary things. We need a president who works for all Americans.
As president, Joe Biden will be a champion for progressive values and restore dignity to the White House.
He's the dark heart of the Republican Party. Mitch McConnell has torn up the rules and violated every norm in the Senate in order to advance the Republicans' vicious, racist agenda. Mitch McConnell is responsible for stacking the federal courts with far-right judges who are taking away your rights and returning America to the Stone Age. So look, I'm a middle-aged white guy in a red state, not the kind of person you'd expect to support Black Lives Matter, but I do. I mean, I've seen enough videos of cops shooting people in the back to last a lifetime. That's not the America I want to live in.
Do you think Lindsey Graham ever gets tired of licking Donald Trump's boots? It doesn't seem like it.
When the president colluded with Russia, he dismissed the evidence. When Donald Trump tried to bribe the Ukrainian president to harm his political opponent, Lindsey Graham was licking away, defending Daddy Donald.
I think he's done a lot of good things when it comes to Russia.
Big finance. It's not a partisan issue. Big finance controls politicians on the right and the left, coercing them to trade their principles for campaign cash. America is the only country in the world with a campaign finance system that's so transparently corrupt. The 1% are stealing our voices and building a country to serve their interests alone. Together, we can fight back. Visit ACLU.org and learn what you can do to take our country back from big finance.